Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. Seems only fitting to talk this morning about the significance of a Catholic school education. If someone that you love needs help affording a life-changing education, there are many wonderful opportunities available right now. And I'm very honored to have with me this morning is Michael Frecker, who is the Diocese Director of Planned Giving, and Lee Zucker, who is the Regional Advancement Director for the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary Schools System. Good morning to you, Michael and Lee. And I want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Mike, I'm going to start this question for you. As the Director of Planned Giving, for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, with the cost of everything going up, we always know that just going out to eat and going to the supermarket, filling up the gas tank, it's imperative that we find a way to help families afford to attend a Catholic school. And you are happy to say that there is help available, there is a way. And not only are more students able to qualify for funds to attend our Catholic schools, but there's also more money available to them and is available now. So Mike, can you explain a little bit about what the EITC program for our listeners is all about?
Yes, I'm happy to, Father. The EITC program, or the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, has now been around for just over 20 years. And it's truly been a partnership between the generous donors across the state and the student family recipients of the tuition assistance. And as you know, Father, you see it firsthand at St. Bede School and St. Benedict the Moore School. You know, tuition assistance with a high cost of living is truly needed today more than ever. And Lee, you've seen this in the North Hills region. You've seen the families that are right on the borderline where they might not be able to afford, but really would love to attend our Catholic school. But it may be just that additional $500 or $1,000 that could be available and tuition aid that makes all the difference. So the Educational Improvement Tax Credit, which is the original credit, which was initiated, as I said, 20 years ago, allows both a qualified individual donor or a corporate donor to make a donation and receive a credit of 90%. And what that means is that they make the payment, a donation today to our scholarship organization, either directly as a company to our scholarship organization at the Diocese of Pittsburgh, or we have these LLCs, these limited liability companies that are set up just to collect donations, both from mostly individual donors, but some corporate donors and these pass-throughs. And what happens is that these individual donors or corporate donors make the donation, and then they receive a K-1, which shows that they've made a donation or are eligible for the 90% credit, and they're going to receive a refund of that 90% donation. So someone that's in a very strong position financially, that say they can make a $10,000 donation, because normally they're going to owe the state of Pennsylvania $10,000, $11,000 or more in state income taxes, they're able to make that $10,000 donation, and they're able to get back $9,000 of that donation. And then on the federal side, they can even deduct that $1,000 differential. So it might only cost them like $700 to make a $10,000 donation and really make a donation where it counts and help families in need attend, you know, our Catholic schools.
That's great that they're benefiting. You get more bang for your buck, so to speak.
That's right.
You're helping out and making a difference in the quality of Catholic education. I want to bring Lee in. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the impact stories with some of the students that you hear from the North Hills Regional School System?
Yeah, sure. You know, obviously our schools come from all sorts of walks of life, and, you know, we're very grateful that they chose a Catholic education. So when you know, they fall into some kind of hardship. Obviously, our schools will do anything we can to help the families, you know, keep their children there. Specifically, there was a situation at one of our schools where a fourth grader, his mother fell very ill and was not able to work anymore. And then the father was in some kind of construction business, and that industry changed and again lost his job. So within a few months, he found himself with two, you know, non-working parents. When the mom felt, you know, up to it, she tried to do Uber, tried to DoorDash, you know, different kinds of ways that they could jump in and, you know, make extra cash to, in order to keep them there. And because of our gracious donors in the EITC program, the school was able to cover the remaining balance of their tuition so that they could keep him in that school. You know, they live in the city of Pittsburgh and they really weren't, you know, wanting to focus on the public school. They really loved the community that the Catholic school, you know, gave to them and the friends that were there, the support that he received from the faculty. So by our, you know, the school being able to give him that remaining dollars, I mean, it literally was life-changing for those parents. They didn't have to go out and do something in the nights when they weren't feeling well or unable to do so. So it truly is a life-changing program.
That's great. And when people face hard times, and we all hear, you know, horrible stories, the loss of a job or an accident, those are life-changing moments. And not to be able to afford food on the table or gas in the tank or even to help with tuition, that would be very, very challenging for a family. And to have this extra boost, this extra help to say, hey, don't, you know, we'll help you with that. That's just incredible that there's the love and the support there. Mike, I want to bring you back in. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about the donors, they can be businesses or individuals, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So on the individual side, Father, we're still taking the approach that we would, you know, we have a qualification of an individual donor. The minimum donation through our special purpose entity is $3,000, but we do ask for someone that might qualify as an accredited investor, meaning they have the income level of a higher amount or the net worth of a higher amount. But we can go over that when we have an opportunity to speak with, you know, an interested donor. There are programs that we partner with that use a little lighter qualification than we do. We take a more conservative approach, but mainly that's because a donor, we want them to be able to potentially be in that position to make successive years of donations of more than just 1 year. So we ask for a 2-year commitment. And on the company side, a company that has a simple qualification is that if a business has $5 million of assets, they could check the box and then make that donation as they normally would if the business had to apply for credits at the, you know, the prior year. And what's happened during the pandemic time this last couple of years is that some companies were so caught up in doing the day-to-day required activities, they forgot to, or they missed the deadline. They missed the fact that the credits really sell out within the first 2 days being offered through Harrisburg. So if they missed that opportunity and they still would love to participate, a qualified business can join our LLC, make that same donation that passes through to our scholarship organization. They through the business receive the 90% tax credit, and we use the 1080 number for the business as the way to identify. And we have a couple businesses, more than a couple now, that are members of our program. So it's been a wonderful way, you know, to include and also increase the potential donations.
Now, a donor can make a specific donation to a particular school.
Yes, they can.
Or they can just go into the general fund, and then those scholarships then are evenly distributed to the different schools.
That's right. They can decide if they would love to make that donation where it's most needed, and our financial aid office does a great job on that. Or we encourage people to designate on the elementary side to designate the region. So we designate the North Hills Regional Catholic Elementary Schools or the South Hills region, because that way on the regional level, we have a really good feel of which families are most in need, and that can be dispersed. That's great. And we have several that are designating high school, where they might designate the Extra Mile program, which I know you're well familiar with. It helps the kids in the inner city or Crossroads for the high schools. They do a wonderful job.
So Lee, we just have one more minute. I want to bring in you for our final thoughts before we take a break. So as leading the North Hills area, you've seen these credits really be beneficial to the students in the North Hills Regional School System?
Oh, absolutely. And as I'm talking to potential donors as well within my region, and really sharing, why our donors, chose to be a part of this program. I mean, they're really enhancing the school community and quite literally changing lives of people. So I'm always trying to share those stories with potential new donors. And Michael is great. Whenever I find somebody new, I always make the connection. He helps them, get through the paperwork and everything. And, really, it's just, I was a product of it myself. Honestly, I lost my job 2 years ago before coming here. And my school was able to give us some money to keep my 4 children in one of our schools. So, I mean, it literally changes your life.
Mm-hmm. We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke. Here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And on this Easter Sunday, we are talking about the EITC program, which helps scholarships for families that are in need so that they can get a wonderful quality Catholic education. No family is ever turned away. And there are wonderful opportunities to have a good quality Catholic education. I want to thank our sponsors this morning, Sam and Judy Spinners in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for supporting this wonderful program. And a Catholic education helps students share the light of Christ and learn to become the true servants of God. And on this program, we've talked about the great education of our Catholic schools, what they provide, the academic excellence, athletics, clubs, programs. But we also hear time how our schools operate like our families. And I want to bring Michael Frecker in back in from the Diocese Plan Giving Office to tell us a little bit more about there is an additional $500,000 opportunity available right now, as well as the tax credit for donors. Mike, you want to share that wonderful opportunity to our listeners?
Absolutely. Thank you, Father. And what's great about this is that we're trying to expand and improve this program. So fortunately, every year I'll go through the process with applying through the state for these LLCs, these limited liability companies. So we applied for the maximum amount of credits and we actually got a big increase. And so right now we have about $500,000 opportunity, which means that we have for eligible donors, we have about $500,000 that we could receive and that apply and pass through those credits to those donors, to either the individual donors that we would gather in addition to the ones that we've had from the past that are renewing, or the corporate donors. Sometimes we'll have a pleasant surprise where we find out someone has a family-owned business and they wanted to do it and they thought about it and they missed it and now they can join us and they can make a large, generous donation. So right now, we have before this month of April ends, we have this opportunity. So it is a limited, time-sensitive opportunity, but it's a wonderful opportunity for those that, might have an interest in participating right now.
And the more people invest in it, the more help would be available to
That's
the
right.
pot. So, kind of add to the pot, the more givers and donors, the more students could take every
That's
opportunity
right.
for this. Now, Lee, I want to bring you back in to the students that have been directly benefiting from this wonderful EITC program, and you shared in the first segment your own personal story. How has this impacted your life and other families' lives?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, my husband and I have four children, and we live, you know, within city Pittsburgh parameters, and we are both products of Catholic education. Our families are both products of Catholic education. So that was a big thing for us when we got married, that we were obviously going to raise our children and do whatever we could do to give them a Catholic school experience. But 2 years ago, coming out of COVID, you know, there was so much uncertainty, and I lost my job like many people did. And, you know, four kids was a lot. And, you know, to come back to what you said about having a school community really be like a school family, they knew that we were struggling, you know, and they were able to look and to give us the remaining for that year until I got back up on my feet. Took forever for unemployment to come through. So they were really able to subsidize my family and get us through that point. And then through God's grace, I was able to, you know, take this position that opened up over the summer. And yeah, I mean, obviously it all worked out, but had that opportunity not be there, I would have had to move my kids from school and put them in a public school that they're not familiar with. And really because of that family culture, you know, at our school, we were able to keep them there and we never missed a beat. So again, it's just, the impact is huge for these families.
Wow, that's incredible. And you are a living testimony of that. And people might think, oh, I can't afford it, or I really want to send my kids to a Catholic school, but it just, the pocketbook's just not there. But there are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful scholarships out there. It's just a matter of asking, and help is available. Would you agree, Lee?
Absolutely. And, you know, because of my title being, you know, advancement, so it's advancing all areas and aspects of the school. So, you know, I do work with our marketing groups very much. And that's something that we're coming up with now that we know we have this new money that's been, you know, given to us. It's like, let's get it out there. You know, we're currently re-enrolling students right now and focusing on new students. I think a lot of people just feel they can't afford it. And it is very, very much affordable. And there's these wonderful programs like this available to you as well. So so we're actually going to work on getting a marketing campaign for this next month to shout it from the rooftops, like, hey, at least check us out or give us a call. You know, we really can help as much as we possibly can. So I firmly believe in that.
And as a pastor of three schools in the city of Pittsburgh, in the East End and also in the Hill District in Wilkinsburg, I see the benefits too of a good quality Catholic education in an urban area. And there are so many different school choices out there for our families, private or public or charter, but nothing compares to the quality of a Catholic education. And families are so grateful when they do see what the Catholic schools have to offer, and the safety, the love, the nurturing, the small size family. You're not just a number. And especially in challenging areas where the financial means might not be there, having this EITC credits available to help really is a wonderful gift. And no child is definitely left behind in that. So I want to bring Michael Brecker back in. So if people are interested in learning more about whether a personal giving or in a corporate setting, how would they be able to get information on the EITC funding?
Well, really easy. They can go to our website. They can go to www.diopitt.org/EITC. They can also call my office at 412-456-3055. If they go to our website, my email address is easy too. It's mfrecker@diopitt. It's M-F-R-E-K-E-R diopitt.org. And if I can mention too, Father, some people, some families believe that maybe they make too much money and they could actually still qualify for tuition aid. In other words, it's a wonderful program and we're here to serve all those in need. But sometimes a household may think, well, we make just a little over 100,000 as a household, we probably wouldn't qualify. And that's where we're trying to get the word out too. We want more families that are eligible to apply. So just as an example, a family with just one child can still earn up to $123,696 and qualify for EITC tuition aid. and a family with three children can earn up to just over $160,000 as a family, as a household income. So we want to make sure that that's all that information, which it is on the state of Pennsylvania website, but you have to know where to go. But we have it, we have that information. And, you know, I want to encourage families that, you know, would really, it would be beneficial for them to receive even a little bit of tuition aid, because it might make that difference of sending your kids to one of our Catholic schools.
So as we wrap up, Mike, if you can give a phone number and an email for more information on how people can contact you if they have more questions about the EITC program.
Absolutely. My direct phone contact number is 412-456-3055. My email address is mfreker, that's M-F-R-E-K-E-R, at diopitt.org. That's diopitt.org.
We'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the fifth Sunday of Lent. We are just a few short weeks away from Easter. Obviously, next Sunday is Palm Sunday, but in the fifth Sunday of Lent in the Gospel of John, we read the rising of Lazarus. Jesus raises his friend Lazarus from the dead, giving us hope, life after death. And in John's Gospel, the miracles are called signs in John's Gospel. And this is the seventh and final sign or miracle in the Gospel of John. And Jesus reminds us that there's life after death. And the prophet Ezekiel and Romans and John, all three readings focus on God as the giver of all life. And God gives life to the dead bones of Israel in the first reading. And Paul creates a connection between the Spirit of God and raises Jesus from the dead, and the Spirit of giving life to our mortal bodies. And then obviously, the rising of Lazarus is wonderful, because death for all of us is inevitable, and suffering and losing a loved one, obviously, we know that there's eternal life and the belief that death is not the end, but is a victory. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus again to Sam and Judy Spanos in the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in 2 weeks. I'm Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.